number 21. We're making progress, aren't we? Tips 1 through 20 have brought you to the point of clarity, knowing what you can do, how to write a cover letter, how to network, how to get a lot of things done. This tip is so simple. We're going to cover this in just a couple of minutes. This isn't lengthy. You know what it's all about? Well, let me tell you. A client once told us, "I now have the best job I've ever had, one that is perfectly suited to me. Nothing was working until I took your suggestion and started making face-to-face meetings happen. Everyone is heralding the electronic age. However, in my case, going to see people was the critical difference. Tell others this is one of the job dog's most important tips. Hey, I've been sitting as I've been working my way through these other tips. I'm standing up. This one demands a standing ovation. You know why? Because it's simple. Get off your computer. Get off your phone. Get on your feet. Go see people. Talk and meet. And what you're going to find is magic is going to happen. Here's the way we look at it. If you look at kind of a relative point scale, if you make something happen, a connection during using social media or email, you get 10 points per contact. And you know what? You can add those up over time and you're going to get some points, right? Social media, 10 points. U.S. mail, yeah, that still exists and we think it's pretty darn important. We're going to give you 100 points for everything, every person, every opportunity that you mail something to. You can mail them a cover letter. You could mail them a copy of your resume. You could mail them a... I'm just saying, get something in the mail. Why would the U.S. mail be worth 100 points, but something on the internet through social media or email only be worth 10 points? Because nobody does it. And, you know, if you can make something tangible and you can get somebody to put something on their desk, we think it's worth 10 times more. As a matter of fact, we know what's worth 10 times more. You know what? We've had people that are internet savvy and people that are millennials come into our office and say, you know, the U.S. mail is not where it's at. Why are you talking about this? It's not opinion. It's fact. When you see people that will use, yes, everything's right about social media and email and the internet. You get 10 points. But if you want to begin to separate yourself a little bit, you use the U.S. mail. We can go a step further. You want to even make 10 times more points, 1,000 points per contact? Get on the phone. Move from monologue to dialogue. Move from words on a page to warmth in your personality and your voice and your message. Pick up the phone. Call somebody. Talk to them. Every time you do that, you get 1,000 points. Yeah, but you really want to move up? That's what this tip is all about. Get face to face. You get 1,000,000 points every time you go out and see somebody. So if you want to get your next job, maybe it's going to take 10 million points. Well, you're going to accumulate those 10 points at a time through email and social media? Or do you want to get out and talk to people that are important to you, that are important to your future, and leave a lasting impression because you took the time to go meet them on their turf and to get things done? You know, we're going to expand this tip in the future, and we're going to give you even more examples. But I'm not suggesting, it's not something I read elsewhere. It's not something I studied. I'm talking about real people with real results that finally really got where they wanted to go because they got off the internet and started getting face to face with people. That's where things happen. Let me be very clear. I am not suggesting what is easiest. I am strongly encouraging you to consider the point scale we just referenced as you worked your way through your job search activities. The question is not should I, it's when can I, who can I go see? Listen up. Again, we're not thinking, we're not researching, we're not talking about what we studied. We're talking about people that have broken out of the pack and gotten opportunities that you and I would wish for and dream about at points in our career because they just got out and started talking to people. Here's how to get the job done. Do you want to? I think you do. Because again, what's really hard work is being unemployed. Getting to where you want to go, that's going to be fun. This job, this tip is going to get the job done for you. Tip number 21, connect face to face. It's easy. Read about it at thejobdog.com. Get going, get it done, get employed, and get everything that's yours to achieve, huh? Go for it.